Free will to lie discussion.
Well, Mark wants to have a discussion today about people who say that they have a free will, and that that we've had people tell us before, I can sin anytime I want to because I have a free will. I can do anything I want to do. And first of all, we would have to ask that if a person's a Christian, why would they want to sin, right?
Yeah.
Why would they ever want to sin? We know that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the discussion today we're going to have is as it relates to free will. Let's talk about, would you agree that we all do have a will, right?
Yes.
Okay. The question is, a will to do what? We're born and conceived in
sin.
And so we all have a will to
sin.
Yes, because we are dead in trespasses in
sin.
And so why did Christ come in the world? To save his people from their
sins.
And so now, so we know that there's no such thing as free will. Remember in the Garden of Eden, when Satan was tempting Eve, he came to Eve and he said to Eve, he said, the serpent said to the woman, you shall not surely die. Well, is that what the serpent told Eve, that you shall not surely die? Yeah.
Yeah.
What did God tell Eve? He said, in the day you eat of it, you shall what?
Shall surely die.
So he said just the opposite. Now, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. Okay, now we know that the Lord's the one that placed the serpent in the Garden of Eden. He planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put a man whom he had formed. And then we see that later on he created Eve out of Adam, took a rib out of Adam and created Eve. Okay, God said, it's not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. And so God took a rib from man and he made woman. And so we see that was the situation there. Now, so the question is, here, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. So the Lord God is the one that made the serpent, isn't he?
Yes.
Okay. And he placed him in the Garden of Eden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the tree of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Now, was that a true statement?
No.
No. He was lying. It was what you call the free will lie, right?
Uh-huh.
He was given Eve deception there, and a lie, saying that if she would go ahead and eat of this fruit, that her eyes would be open and she would be as a god. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So she did eat of that. Now, let's fast forward here. Okay? Today, okay, what are some of the lies that are perpetrated in the churches today? Can you give me some of the lies that are perpetrated in the churches? What about the lie of that Jesus Christ died for the sins of the whole world? Yes. Is that a lie?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he did die for the sins of the Jews and the Gentiles, but those Jews and Gentiles he died for were who?
The elect.
That's right. They were his elect. God did not die for those people that were what? Who did he not die for?
The non-elect reprobate.
Okay, the non-elect reprobate.
Yeah.
Now let's think about some of the other lies that are taught in the churches today. What about the lie that a person that is truly saved can fall from grace?
Yeah, that's a lie.
Why is that a lie?
Once you're saved, you're in God's sheepfold.
Okay, and you can never, ever fall from grace, right?
Yeah.
What about the lie that that you have to let Jesus into your heart?
Uh-huh.
Is that a lie?
Yeah.
Why is that a lie?
Jesus already died for certain people. You know, I knew certain people for it.
Okay. So it's not a matter of letting him into your heart. It's a matter of what? Him choosing you.
Foundation of the world.
Okay, very good. Let's talk about some of the other lies that are perpetrated out there in our society. What about the lie that that all paths lead to God? That people that pray to Allah, or people that pray to Mary, or to the patron saint, or to the dead, or to Buddha, are praying to the same God as Jesus Christ. Is that a lie?
Yeah.
Why is that a lie?
There's only one Jesus. And he died on the cross and rose from the grave.
Okay. There's a scripture that says there's only one
mediator between God and man, and his Lord Jesus Christ.
That is the man, Christ Jesus,
Jesus.
Right? Mm-hmm. Okay. And so you're saying that all of these other people that I mentioned, the patron saint, Mary, Buddha, Allah, they're not the Son of God?
Yeah.
Is that true? They are the Son
they're
of
not.
God? They're not the Son of God, no. Well, what about the lie that the Catholic Church purports that Peter is the rock on which the church is built? Is that a lie?
Yeah.
Why is that a lie?
Because Jesus is the only way to God.
So who's the rock?
Jesus.
Right. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Okay, what about the lie that a person can live any way they want to? They can go out and be sexually immoral. They can go out and steal. They can go out and do anything they want to and still be a Christian. Is that a lie?
Yeah.
The Bible says, if you love me,
keep my commandments.
Very good. And it says, you shall know them by their
fruits.
By their fruits. So the elect child of God, it shows that they will. They are conformed to what? Good
works.
Good works. That they should walk
in them.
In them. Well, what about the lie about there's lots of lies going on right now. What about there's some lies right now going on about the Jews don't have to go through Christ to get to heaven because they are God's chosen people. Is that a lie?
Yeah.
Why is that alive? Why can't the Jews just, you know, get to heaven differently than everybody else?
Jesus died for certain people.
Okay. And so the way for everyone is the same? Is that what you're saying? Through Christ?
Yes.
Okay. So if Christ did not die for a specific Jew, that person is not one of God's elect, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Peter said, or Paul said, he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, but
he is a Jew that is one inwardly of the heart.
Circumcision of the heart. That's right. Okay. All right. Well, we've talked about quite a few of the lies going. John Hagee's telling about the lies about the Jews and how they don't, you know, that Jesus Christ was not the Messiah. And that, so you can't charge the Jews with rejecting the Messiah because Jesus didn't come as the Jewish Messiah. Is that true?
Yeah. No.
No. Why is that not true?
Jesus already came.
Was he the Messiah?
Yes.
Yes. And was it foretold that he would come?
Yes.
Right. And remember, what was over his sign? What was on the cross, over the cross? What did they put up over the cross?
King of the Jews.
King of the Jews. Right. Well, now let's talk about some of the other free will. We talk about free will and the lie of free will. This is all just what I call freewheeling. Freewheeling. The reason I call it freewheeling is because people are denying the very scriptures in the Bible. Now, let's talk a little bit about the doctrine of predestination. What does the word predestination mean?
Plan beforehand.
Okay.
Before the foundation of the world.
Okay. So in other words, predetermine what's going to happen before it happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are there any scriptures in the Bible that talk about predestination?
In Romans.
Okay. Can you give me a couple?
Romans chapter 8 and Romans chapter 9.
Okay. Can you quote a couple of the scriptures for me?
Romans 8:28 and Romans 8:29.
Okay. Can you quote those for me? Where it says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did
predestinate
to be conformed to the
image of his son,
that we might be
the firstborn among many brethren.
Okay. And also, he says here in Romans 8:28, didn't he also say that, moreover, whom he did predestinate, then he also
called.
And then he called, he also
justified.
And whom he justified, then he also
glorified.
Okay. So he says, what shall then we say to these things? If God be for us,
who can be against us?
Who shall lay anything
in charge of God's elect?
It is God that
justifieth.
Very good. So who shall separate us?
Love of God.
Very good. Now you were mentioned in the 9th chapter of Romans, it also talks about election. He says, for the children being not yet born, not having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God,
according to election, might stand.
Not of works.
It's to him that calleth.
Right. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have
compassion.
Okay. So then it is not of him that willeth.
Him that runneth, that God showeth mercy.
Very good. Well, so we see that there's a lot of people that lie and deny that there's such a thing as election and predestination. There's a lot of people that say that it's up to our free will, that it's not up to God's choice. He says, for you have not chosen me, I have
chosen you.
Right. So there's many passages. Now in Peter talks about election quite a bit, doesn't he? Now Peter had denied Jesus how many times?
3 times.
Okay. And then after Jesus Christ ascended back to heaven, Peter said, elect according
to the foreknowledge of God.
Right. And he also says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath
called us,
or begotten us again to a lively hope, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away,
reserved in heaven for you.
Very good. Who are kept by the power of
God
through faith into salvation, ready to be revealed
in the last time.
Yes. And he says, receiving the end of your faith, even the
salvation of your own souls.
That's very good. So he talks here about election, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And in Acts, it talks about the fact that we are predestinated. It says that as many are ordained,
eternal life, believe.
Yes, to as many as are ordained to eternal life, believe. Now, in Jude it says, now unto him that is able to keep you from
falling
and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Okay. So we see these passages here all point to the fact that God's the one that has done all the work, and it's not of him that willeth,
nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy.
Very good. He says that also he tells us in numerous places that this is not of the will of man. He says that it's not of the human will. He says, by grace are you saved.
But not of yourself, but it is the gift of God.
Right. Not of works.
Lest any man should boast.
Very good. So that's our discussion today, folks. We see that these lies that have been perpetrated about the doctrine of free will, about the doctrine of falling away from grace, about the doctrine of all paths leading to God, about also the doctrine that man's the one that makes the choice for his salvation, the denial of predestination and election. All of these are lies that Satan has perpetrated to deceive, if it were possible, the very what?
What?
So what does that tell us? That tells us that the elect cannot be
deceived.
Very good. All right. Would you like to lead us in a word of prayer?
Dear Lord God, we thank you for everything you've done for us today. Please grant us faith to believe your word. Draw us closer into your heaven in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good. Lord, we thank you for your word. We know that you will bring us eventually into heaven when you say that if I go away, I prepare a place for you and come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. We pray that you would take this discussion and the people that are listening to it, we pray that you would have them delve into your word and to examine these things and see if they are true or not. And we pray that you say that you've told us in your word that it will not return unto you void. We ask these things in your name and for your glory. Amen.